Well, hi family. Good to be with you this morning. If you haven't met me yet, my name's John, and really have the wonderful privilege today to lead us in a time of open sharing. Pastor John and his wife Karen are taking a week to restore their souls and be together at a rustic cabin. We'll hear how rustic it was when they get back. They've been having a good week. We've been trying not to bug them and bother them so they can really refresh and recharge. So today we have, in place of a sermon, a time to share with one another. And the scripture that was read today is really what I'd like to encourage us to think about as we share with one another in this family environment. The psalmist wrote, and Meng Yan wonderfully read this for us in Chinese and also English, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed." And so this is, you can hear the psalmist talking to himself. Self-talk is an important thing as humans because sometimes we forget really important things. And so this is a time for us as a family to self-talk and also together talk. Just like the psalmist, so many of these psalms, you can hear the psalmist telling himself, remember all these things that God is good, because there might be situations where life makes us forget these things. So just want to put these questions in front of us today. What is your inmost being praising God for? The psalmist says, praise God, my soul, my inmost being. What at the core of you today are you just, thank you, God, praising God for? And what benefits does your soul need to remember? The psalmist said, forget not all his benefits. He heals and he forgives and he restores. Is there a message that your soul needs to remember this morning, a truth about God? So I would invite us to consider sharing a scripture verse, perhaps just standing up and reading a portion of scripture that's really important for your soul to remember, and invite us to remember too. Maybe there's a song you've been listening to through the week that's really ministered to your soul. If you want to share a lyric from a song, or a short testimony of how you've seen God working and what you're praising God for, or a prayer request to come and say, invite us to pray together as a church family. So be thinking about that. Just some thoughts as we come together and share. We're in a community, and this is a beautiful thing. You know, the intercultural resource team had some sessions last year called Family Room Zoom, and this is really the spirit that we come together in as God's family, friends and family of Crossway. And let's be courteous as we share, just as a pointer we've said before, let's not share about others without their permission. So share from your own experience. And let's be hospitable. Let's allow others to share. So if we can, you know, kind of limit our time to a few minutes. And then also, let's be hospitable in the way that we're together online and in person. So we would ask that if you share in person, that you would use a mic. There's a mic here. There's also, if you're more comfortable, we have a wireless mic to come to you. But the point of that is to help others online be able to hear what you're saying, and also those in the room for our audio assist. And if you're online, we would invite you to click raise a hand, or you could chat directly, put something in there and say, I'd like to share something. Or you could just start talking, and if you're talking over somebody here, I'll let you know. And then just think of, yeah, a scripture, a song, short testimonies, a prayer request. And I think this short phrase is really helpful to guide our time. Do everything in love. So let's allow our words to be loving today and mindful of who we're together with. So let me just invite those to share who might be willing to. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So I would invite you this morning to think about that. If you want to just stand up and come up front. You can just stand as others are here as well. If a short line forms, that's okay. Jim Eddy's got a point. Leslie would love to share. That'd be great. Welcome,
thank
Leslie.
You. I want to share all chapter 2. And this is God's person. And it's special to me because it is true. And it reads, I will make a low devastation. Locust savage, locust deadly, fierce locust of doom. That great locust invasion I sent your you'll eat your fill of good food, full of praises to your God, the God who has set you back on your heels in wonder. Never will my people be despised. You'll know without question that I'm in the thick of life with Israel, that I am your God. Yes, you're the one and only real God. Never will my people be despised. And that's just the beginning.
Thank you so much, Leslie. Amen. What a great reminder that God is always with us and restores even years that seem ravaged by locusts. And it's so easy to have things ravaged in this world. After people share, I'd love us to read together verse 1 as a way to honor God for what was shared. So let's read that together. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Oh, sorry. I stopped at the end of verse 1. We can practice it next time, too. Who else would like to share? What is your inmost being praising God for? What benefits does your soul need to remember? Brother Steve, thanks for coming up and sharing.
As slowly as I come.
It's all right. We got time. We're not going anywhere. Great.
I just read the book of Esther. It's a very interesting and kind of unique book. It doesn't mention God a lot. There's not a prophet who's speaking to his people. There's not a war going on where God comes to their rescue. They're people of Israel are in captivity. And the story is really about King Xerxes. He's unhappy with his wife, the queen, and so he does away with her. And he needs a new one. So he has a... This story is really about a sort of a beauty contest. Let's have a beauty contest and see a, find a beautiful queen to replace this terrible queen who let me down. And a young Jewish girl who's an orphan, raised by her uncle, wins the beauty contest. And things get kind of easy for her. You know, she has 12 months of beauty treatments, and things are probably going pretty good for her. But at the same time, in the story, there is a very powerful man who's offended by the Jews. And he talks the king into having a day when everybody will kill all the Jews that they want to kill. It's pretty terrible. Pretty awful. Meanwhile, Esther, the new queen, is sitting pretty pretty. And her uncle, who raised her, gets her attention and says to her, see if I can find it here. Who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Even though she's the queen, she can't just go to the king. She has to be invited. And if if he hasn't invited her and she goes into his presence, if he doesn't point at her with his scepter, she'll be killed. It's kind of a dangerous time for her too, to try to intervene at least. And she does. She goes to the king. And it's interesting how this young orphan comes to the rescue of the people of God. Who knows but that you've come to your royal position for a time such as this. I'm trying to meditate on scripture. What does God want to say to me? You know, I'm retired. And life has changed. It's gotten pretty simple. I can, if I want to, just sit around and watch TV and read novels and rest and just diddle away my remaining years. But this challenge from her uncle to Esther, who knows but that you've come to your royal position for such a time as this. And I've been thinking about that. At the same time I'm reading in Mark, Jesus is talking to his disciples and he says to them, be on guard, be alert. You don't know when that time will come. You don't know when the owner of the house will come. Do not let him find you sleeping. I'm challenged by Esther. I'm challenged to keep my eyes open, prayers going. And I think it should be a challenge to all of us. Who knows, but that God has called you for a time such as this. We've got to be paying attention.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Steve. Let's read together the first two verses. Let's read them all together. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Jim has, yes?
Online.
Someone would like to share online? I think it's Pedro and Esther. I see that hand. Hi, Pedro.
Hello. I mean, four years. That's, you don't hear as much. My praise is that when the pandemic first started, I was close to the end of my PhD, and I felt like yet another thing that is happening, but God gave me peace to really prioritize being with family and just taking care of the family, and we set our goal to for the pandemic is to keep our family in our relationships in a good state. And the interesting thing is that the pandemic is not over, but God gave me the completion of the PhD. And I think for the first time in, 9 years of the program, I feel like I'm not working 10, 12 hours a day committing time theft in the remaining hours of the day. So it just feels very refreshing, and just a great blessing from God.
Amen. Thanks. Thank you, Pedro. What a great lived life experience of years of sensing that stress and then feeling the refreshment of God. And praise God. And it's so good to acknowledge God for the blessing and rest and that he does bring. Let's acknowledge God for that. Let's read. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Great, thank you. Anyone else like to share today? Yeah, welcome, Mariko. Come. We praise God when the sun is shining and all seems right. We praise God when there's pain in the offering as well.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Hi, and I like to praise God and give thanks to Him for the successful birthday party for my daughter yesterday. I share with you from time to time how overwhelmed I can be as a busy working mom. But recently, I particularly read Luke 5, where Jesus suggested Simon to go fishing, and then Simon said, no, there will be no fish. And then I've been thinking that maybe when I'm stressed and busy, maybe I don't have enough trust in Jesus that He still protects me and then guides me through. So now I start to, look into myself and then my trust level more and more. So yesterday for my daughter's birthday party, it was difficult because I booked an outside party site, nature center. So it was difficult to check the weather. I had plans, but I had concrete plans and start, doing grocery shoppings and stuff in the morning of that day. And then it was not a good weather, and the road was icy, and I was at the corner of Grand River in March, and there was already a crash involved three cars. And then I couldn't, my car's brake didn't work. So I was sitting forward and I thought, oh, I'm going to make another crash and pray to God. My car stopped. Yeah. And then I was able to prepare everything for the party for that narrow time window. And thankfully, that particular 2-hour time window in the afternoon, we had a little bit of sunshine and no snow at all. So the kids had a blast in the snow. So I'm still in training, trusting God more and more. But I feel like, I did, for my level, I did a relatively good job trusting God to, put together this party thing. And then this experience helps me to further advance this journey to trust more and then walk under His guidance. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mariko. Thanks so much. I really appreciate and can relate with I'm still in training, trusting God. Absolutely. For the things in our daily life, Jesus invited us to pray for daily bread, the things that go on through our daily. Thanks so much, Mariko. Let's praise God for that. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Amen. Anyone else like to share a verse or a song or a story of how you're seeing God work in your life? Yeah, Ben.
For some of you who know me, when I first started attending Crossway in 2017, it was kind of in the late stages of a very dark time in my life, and those who knew me at the time know that my circumstances have changed a lot since then. I've shared this passage before in church, but I really like this psalm I feel like it's very descriptive of my own experience. Psalm 40, to the choir master, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord, my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is written. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Ben. What a great thing to hear of God's rescue from darkness and dark times. This is the kind of thing that he delights to do. Thanks so much, Ben, for that reminder. Let's praise God for that. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Would anybody else like to share? Yeah, Ben, would you like to come up and share at the mic? All right.
I have two things that I need to remember. Like, there's this one time I remember I had a lot of homework and I only had a few, like an hour to do it because I had a Boy Scout meeting after it. And I prayed that I get all the stuff done. But then I thought, well, there's no way, God probably doesn't have time for such a small thing. But then I remembered that. Now I remember that. I need to remember that God always has time for us, and that God's not a normal human being like us. He's a God. He can do a lot of marvelous things.
Amen. Thank you. Is there anything else you want to share?
No.
All right. That's fantastic. Thanks so much, Ben. Yeah. For coming up, Ben. That is great. God always has time for us. Is that what your soul needs to remember? Absolutely. And God is able. What a great story. Thanks so much for sharing that experience, Ben. Let's join Ben in praising God. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Anyone else online or in person, if you're online, you can drop a chat or raise a hand or just start speaking.
Go ahead, Leslie. Unmute.
Blaine, yeah, I trust that verse, those verses from Joel. When I was young, as a child, was very poor. And yet, I never felt need food, and I had shelter, although it was very cold in the garage that I had. And God has been so good. I didn't really come to know him until I was 28. Heard about him when I visited my aunt's home. But my family didn't go to church. I didn't have any of that background. But I knew it was God. And me to himself. And how did it was through the death of a friend that committed suicide. And I had no idea of the trouble she had. And my life was very difficult at that time. And I didn't have an answer why life was worth living. And I cried out to God, and he heard me. And I asked him to bring people would accept me as I was. And really, it was my longing for him to accept me as I was, which he did. And so he has been faithful through many troubles in my life. I'm now 80. What I would say to others is that there are times, desperate times that come. And I always had strong faith. But my faith is in my faith. My faith is in the living God. He has intervened. He's been faithful. And though I would have desperate times and I would give up, did. But God didn't. And then, at this most desperate time, this way, he would solve my issue and bring me back, hold on to me, because he's faithful. He's the faithful God when we're not faithful. And what has he done? He has taken out my stony heart of sin, me a heart of love. He has helped me to be more like him, but I have a long way to go. And those who know me for a long time, you've seen me at my good parts, and you've also noticed I have a lot of rough edges and not so many happy parts. Disappointed how I have been even in my Christian life. But God is faithful. So I want to encourage each of you, trust the reality of the risen Christ. He is faithful. You can trust him. All of those bad times, he restores. And it's not just for our good. It's because it delights him to do it. It's for his glory, my glory, but the Lord's glory. So when you the strays that person who has trusted the Lord but walks away, when friends really dishearten you because they don't act more like Jesus, we know we need to pray, we need to and encourage them. So hold on, but recognize that we have to come to the end of ourselves. We have to be desperate enough to cry out, "Are you real, God?" And you will see he is, and he will always, and he will break through at the worst in your life and help you to know, okay, he loves you. You can keep going. Oh, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Leslie. What a great word of encouragement, isn't it? Leslie, you remind me of the book of Hebrews that Bruce was reading from this morning. That's written to a bunch of people that were wondering, should we still hang on? Should we really trust in Jesus? It's hard. and just to hear your words over decades of living with Jesus, saying, yes, there will be hard times. Friends may betray and disappoint, but wow, what a great reminder of encouragement. And as Bruce read, that we have a high priest who knows what it's like to live and walk in this world and be shamed and to be tied into a world that's broken. And thank God for his resurrection and healing. Let's praise the Lord with Leslie for this. Let's read together. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Is there anyone else with a song or scripture to read? Yeah, great. Welcome, Jean. If you're online, you can raise a hand or chat or speak. I'm going to
get the mic. This is Ben Hyde.
What's been running through my mind this past week is after we talked about Psalm 23 last week, and I've been thinking about verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And the image of God having a mighty rod, being able to protect us, and then the staff to guide us, and knowing how much we need guidance. And the other thing that was running through my mind with this are lyrics from the song, We Have a Lamb. And I just want to read a few of them here. For mistakes we can't forget and the sins that still beset, we have a lamb. For our fraught and anxious realm, for the fears that overwhelm, we have a throne. For our lost and lonely hearts, for our gnarled and tangled paths, we have a shepherd. For our dry and listless souls and our thirst for being whole, we have a stream. For regret and ravaged years, for all sweet and bitter tears, we have a father. For our treks through burning sands, to our home and promised lands, this hope till all is done, our God, the three in one, and knowing that God, with his rod and staff, leads us to his promised land.
Thank you so much, Jean. What a great reminder for our souls and our inmost being. Thanks for that. Song lyrics too that we sing together. Let's join Jean in praising God for that. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to share? I see John Tilden wandering up. Welcome, John.
So it kind of goes along the same lines of what Gene was talking about with our good shepherd who calls his sheep to come and follow me. And yesterday we had just the privilege to serve over at the Love Clothing Center. And it was, I don't know about anybody here, but I get discouraged sometimes when you see the fractured brokenness in our society and just the way people can't come together, and then to see the body of Christ in operation yesterday, where we had people from big church, little church, people from rural, urban, the ages range from teenager to 90-year-old plus, and we had people born in America and people from other countries. And some of the volunteers had asked, so where do all these people come from? You know, what countries? What? And to see all these different people that have not a lot in common other than Jesus Christ and the love that he's put in our hearts. And to see them being able to work together and honor and respect and pray with the parents and grandparents who were trying to find clothes for their kids for a cold winter. You know, it was just a real big blessing to see that it's not all evil and it's not all wrong, and God is at work and his plans will not be stopped.
Mm-hmm. Amen. My soul needs to remember that. Thank you, John. And thank you to all who went and served yesterday. What a great way to demonstrate the body of Christ in this world. Let's join John and Love Clothing Center in praising God for that. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What a great word. Would anyone else like to share? Yeah, Rachel, welcome.
I had the privilege to go to my grandfather's funeral a couple weeks ago, or praise service or something, and that side of the family is really complex, really, really complex. And during, one of the reasons that I wanted to go is because some of the brokenness, I wanted to go and just be the light of Jesus and be the comfort of Christ. And so, and then I also have an aunt who loves the Lord and is just in the midst of some really hard stuff. My mom wasn't able to go, so I was wanting to represent my mom, to support and encourage my aunt who has just been the light of Jesus in this, and then also to be the light of Jesus and encouragement to some of the family who is in the chaos. And so during that time, I ended up in the car with one of my family members who was just oozing out bitterness and hatred, and trying to ask questions and think, how do I respond to this with the love of Jesus? I don't want to give trite answers. And all of a sudden, at one point, the conversation changed, and the question to me was, Rachel, do you believe in once saved, always saved? Because if so, I'm okay. And I didn't think that the person really wanted an answer to that question. And how do you answer that question? Because in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, by your fruits you will know them. But I thought, that's not the word that needs to be given right now. And God gave me the words of, I think God wants to give you so much more. If you really believe in Jesus, he wants to be your comfort. He wants to be your help. He wants to be your hope. He wants to be your peace. He wants to be your joy. And you're leaving that on the table. And I think sometimes when we speak to other people, it's the question that we speak to ourselves, too, that comes out of our mouth, isn't it? And so I think the question that, what do I need to speak to my inmost being, is the question that I pose to his family members. What am I leaving on the table? Instead of running to Jesus like Ben encouraged us, are we running to Jesus and saying, I need your help in this little assignment, or I need your help with the busyness? And I think Leslie just beautifully described all of these beautiful benefits that God wants to give to us as we trust in him. So what am I leaving on the table, and how can I not leave it there?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rachel, for sharing from your life and family and praying for that. Let's join Rachel and her family in praising God for that. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Is there anyone else who would like to share, either online or here in the room? Yeah, we can definitely share prayer requests, for sure. Yeah.
It's not like a praise, so I don't know. Hi. It's not necessarily a praise, but what benefits does your soul need to remember? I was wondering if we could take a few minutes, if John could lead us praying for Tanya, for Lilios and Matthias' little girl. She's in the hospital for the fourth time this year with seizures, and they can't determine what's wrong. So they're going Wednesday to Grand Rapids to see a specialist to hopefully find out. But they're struggling through it. So Lilios is taking classes. She's trying to continue to study through all these hospital visits. This is actually their fifth hospital stay this year because Rito was in 3 weeks ago for a brief time. So maybe you can, I was just thinking if we could pray that they can remember
trust God through this and for healing and answers for Tanya. Tanya's four, and yeah, so.
That's a good thing to pray for. Yeah. Let's take time to pray right now. And also, just to let you know, we've been trying to organize a special time of prayer for Tanya. We think that's going to happen tomorrow night. Pastor John's been away, so we've been working to try to communicate that. So if you're interested in joining, that'll be at our house tomorrow night. It's kind of up in the air, but let's just say that's going to happen. And so we'd love to just host people. It's also, we'd love to be able to have Matthias or Lilios or even Tanya with us, but she's still in the hospital right now, so we're just trying to juggle those things as well. But if you'd be interested in joining together and praying for them, we'll send out an announcement through the church email, once Pastor John, comes back tomorrow to just kind of assure the time and things like that. But let's go before God and we'd welcome anyone to lead out in prayer. And I'll close this in a bit. Let's pray for Tanya. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we bring before you a dear child of our congregation, of our family, and we lift her up to you now. Lord, hear our prayers for young Tanya.
Such a scary time for a child, especially in the preparedness of a child when a child is sick and you don't know what's going to happen. I pray that you would be peace in Luliosa and Matthias' hearts, and that your power would be on the move, and that your name would be glorified for what's happening, that you would come to the rescue of the family. This young child, this 4-year-old, come to her rescue. Bring healing, pray.
Recognize that it is a gift from you, that they have answers, and that you would intervene if that would be your will. We do pray that if it's not, we know we learn so much in the trials of life, but we don't choose to go through those. So we do ask that you would give hope and strength and encouragement to Tanya's parents. We do ultimately, though, we do ask for healing, physical healing, in this near future, but we do praise you too that you are the God who brings healing, that in heaven you will restore all things, but we do ask for a sooner answer.
Our Lord, in the pain and brokenness of this world and in our bodies, we turn to you as the great shepherd. We are so thankful that you tell us that your sheep know your voice. And we deeply pray that Matthias and Lilios, Rita and Tanya would know your voice in the midst of this dark time. And we pray, God, that you would care for them. And as others have prayed, Lord, our faith and our hope is in you and in your ability. Thank you for Ben reminding us that you are able and you have time for any and all of us. So we cry out to you, the great shepherd of the sheep, to care for Tanya. In your name we pray. Amen. And it's like we sang, there's sometimes pain in the offering, but blessed be the name of God. And so with faith, can we read this and say it together on behalf of Tanya, even in the midst of a lot of unknown and hurt and darkness? Let's turn to God on behalf of Tanya. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. It's a good reminder that we're here together as a family to pray with one another. Are there any weights that you have that you're walking through right now that you would like prayer for? Is there anything else that anyone would like to share? Prayer request or a song or part of God, work in your own life? I'd love to invite us to close our service with a time of prayer. We just prayed for Tanya. Let's pray for those that have shared ways they've seen God work. Maybe there was a reminder that you heard from one of our brothers and sisters of something that was really meaningful to you, and lift that before God. After this, we'll close in one song, a worship song. I think of the imagery of baking. I don't know if you've ever had the chance of stepping into an apartment or a home or a kitchen, and the smells of an unbelievable feast hit you. And you just think, wow, I can't wait to eat that, whatever it is. And I think about this, let that be an image as we go to prayer. We've had so many ingredients in our service today. Some that have been hard and tears of pain and wonder, some tears of delight and joy. And these are all ingredients that we're bringing together to lift before God. And so I invite you to lead out in prayer, perhaps for a specific individual, for a situation, reciting scripture that was meaningful to you, and let's offer this to God, bless his name with our prayer together for one another and to God. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, hear our prayers of joy, hear our prayers of concern. It is all in the name of Christ that we lift up our eyes to you and to the hills from where our help comes from.
Father, we praise you for your Son, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rules or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
We do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, who holds all things together. Jesus, we have celebrated how you have pulled us from darkness to light, and you have shepherded us through very difficult times. Lord, we've shared today how we are in the midst of hard times, and there are gnarly ways that we're trying to get through brambles and thorn bushes that hurt. Lord, we see and experience pain in this world, and we bring that to you, asking for healing and for comfort. Lord, we lift up our families and loved ones with complicated relationships and things that we can't solve on our own, relationships that need healing. Lord, we pray that you would work in our families and in our relationships and our friendships, that we would know the peace of Christ, the reconciliation power. Lord, we've celebrated how we've seen you at work among diverse groups serving together in Lansing. Lord, we pray for those continued efforts. We pray that our church, our body, our family would be a sweet fragrance to the world because of you, Jesus, not because of how special we are. And we pray for endurance when persecution and suffering comes. For the sake of Jesus Christ, give us strength to walk, to pray, to humbly serve, to forgive those who are mean and hurtful to us. May we be like you, Jesus. Help us, Father, to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. It's in his name we do pray. Amen.